upset.
I do not want to talk about it.
Okay.
I was chasing this young punk across the roof of the Sears Tower. He'd been snatching purses, and I happened to glance over at the edge, and I froze. I started shaking, sweating. I got dizzy. I have not felt that sick since the day I met Steve Urkel.
Well, did you catch the guy?
No, he got away when I started to cry. Heights have always made me a little nervous, but nothing like this has ever happened before.
Carl, how'd you finally get down?
I crawled down the stairs on my hands and knees.
You crawled down 100 flights of stairs?
Well, actually, I slipped and fell and rolled down the last 60.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. Love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out every scene. Smother the blues with tenderness. There's room for you, room for me, for gentle hearts and opportunity. It's the bigger love of the family.
Such a strange feeling, you know, breaking into a sweat and getting dizzy and losing your breath.
What's so strange? The same thing happens to me when I see Denzel Washington. Hello? Yes, this is Harriet Winslow. Just a moment, please. Turn on the radio.
What?
Turn on the radio, WDOL.
Harriet, I'm putting...
Get dirty on!
Sorry to keep you waiting. What can I do for you?
Harriet Winslow, this is Johnny, too talented for radio Hawkins. If you can name this blast from the past and the artist, you will win a bright, shiny, new red VW Cabriolet. Ah! You haven't won it yet, honey. Okay, Harriet Winslow, name this rockin' oldie.
When I saw you walking down the street, I said that's the kind of gal I like to meet. She's so pretty.
Okay, Harriet, you've got 10 seconds.
I know it.
Ooh, what is it?
Hey, baby, what do you want?
No, Hey, Baby is the name of the song. It's by Bruce Chanel.
Hey, Baby by Bruce Chanel.
We have a winner. You are now the owner of a brand new, beautiful red Cabriolet. We lost her.
Right here, Johnny, baby.
Good. We'll call back and arrange for a time for you to pick up your car. And hey, if you're a looker, we'll go for a ride.
Thank you. I want a car!
You want a car!
I want a car! I want a car! I want a car! I want a car! Hey!
Excuse me?
Yeah?
Who want a car?
I did.
Wrong. I want a car.
Uh-oh. Rachel, they call me, not you.
Harriet, I knew the answer. You knew diddly squat.
It's my car, but I'll let you use it.
Harriet, it's my car, and if you pay me, I'll let you use it.
Rachel, I'm trying to be nice here.
So am I.
Listen to Rachel. The man gets on my nerves. You didn't know the answer.
You know,
I think.
Butt out, Ray! Now, what was I saying?
How am I doing, son?
Great, Dad. But, how many times are you going to chase a crook up a stepladder?
Dr. Van Lo says that I should take it one step at a time, gradually building to greater heights.
Makes sense.
I want to thank you for helping me out, son, today. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Dad. I'm always there for you.
Oh, thanks, son.
Eddie!
I think so. I just wish I hadn't put that ding-dong in my pocket.
Steve, what do you want?
I don't remember, but I'll tell you what I don't want. No more games of Squish the Urkel.
Steve, it's not a game. I'm just working on a little problem that I have.
Care to fill me in?
Not really.
Well, come on, Carl. It's me, Steve. Share.
Well, I maybe sort of have a little problem with heights.
Oh, acrophobia, huh? Well, I was formerly cursed with gymnophobia. Fear of nudity.
Steve, I know we're sharing and all of that, but, I really don't want to hear about it.
Fair enough, but I know what you're going through. I mean, I showered in a wetsuit until I was 10.
I know I'm going to be sorry for asking this, but, well, how did you overcome your fear of nudity?
Well, one hot summer night, I said enough is enough. I snuck into the amusement park and marched into the Hall of Mirrors. I ripped off my clothes and forced myself to look at my reflection from 150 different angles. Oh, it was a nightmare. But it did the trick.
I was right. I'm sorry I asked.
Well, maybe you could overcome your fear, too. Why don't you buck up and go bungee jumping? Oh,
no way. I get the willies just thinking about heights. No, my doctor recommends that I take it slow.
Well, okay. If you want to listen to some medical guy.
Lieutenant Murtaugh. Winslow. Kid? Well, sir, this is a pleasant surprise. Come in.
This isn't a social call.
Oh, I see. Steve. Steve, this is police business.
Oh, great. I love that stuff.
You look familiar.
We met once. You showed me a picture of your dog.
Right.
So, how is old Bloodfang?
He's dead.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, like that's gonna bring him back.
Did they actually give this guy bullets?
So, sir, what brings you to this neck of the woods?
Winslow, I've always thought of you as a cop's cop. A top cop. No-holds-barred, non-stop cop.
Well, thank you, sir.
You can imagine my shock when I found out you're a pantywaist.
Excuse me, sir?
The hot topic in the officer's steam room is that you're afraid of heights.
What? Who said that?
One Sergeant Charles Carnelli. I, of course, immediately defended you.
Thank you, sir.
I told Carnelli that no one in my command is a wimp. Then I snapped him smartly with my towel. Sergeant, I suggest you make an appointment to see the police psychologist.
Well, sir, I don't
Winslow,
think...
Winslow, I'm going to be captain soon, and I'd like to see you make lieutenant to take my place. Now, that's not going to happen if you're up on some roof, sweating and puking.
Well, sir, let me put your mind at ease. I'm not really afraid of heights. It's just a vicious rumor.
Rumor?
Yes, sir. Like the one that was going around about you and the stripper.
Oh. Right. That's very reassuring.
Oh, I am in trouble now. I am in deep, Bandini. Oh, oh. What am I gonna do?
Wait a minute. I just booked a stateroom on the SS Inspiration. Why, I have a surefire way to cure your fear of heights.
Well, I don't want to hear about it. I'll just take Lieutenant Murtaugh's advice and go see the police psychologist.
Well, fine. You can spend the next 5 years on a couch whining about your mommy, or you can eradicate your fear of heights in just one day.
One day sounds good. What's your plan?
I'll pick you up tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. All you have to do is trust me and do exactly what I say.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Tom, are you okay?
Oh, fine. You expect me to go up in a hot air balloon?
Yep.
Bye.
Wait, Tom. You have to go up in that thing.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. It's the perfect way to get over your fear of heights. And remember, you don't conquer this phobia, you can kiss your badge goodbye.
Don't these things go really, really high?
Sure, but we'll try to keep it around 5,000 feet.
5,000?
Can't go much higher than that without oxygen. Otherwise, your head will explode.
Bye.
Okay, gentlemen, we're ready to go.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, why don't you guys just climb in, make yourselves comfortable?
I am not getting in there with that thing on his head.
Party pooper. Come on, big guy. Come on.
I'm just gonna get my maps and I'll be right back. Oops, wrong way.
Oh, gee, I wonder what this does.
Steve!
Oh, it makes it go up.
Right! Now make it go down!
Okay. Well, maybe if I pull it again, it'll go down.
Steve!
Nope. This seems to be a one-way deal.
I gotta get out of here. Carl,
you'll snap an end cap. Besides, I think I got it figured out. It must be one pull for up and two pulls for down.
Okay.
Take your breath away.
room.
DJ asked for Harriet Winslow, and that's why the car belongs to me.
Harriet, for the last time, the car belongs to me. And you know why? Because I look better in red.
Well, red does bring out your eyes.
All right, that did it, short stuff. I have just...
Let me tell you something, Rachel. I don't tell you, Red. You two should be ashamed, acting like chuckleheads.
Lay it on him, Grandma.
Sorry, I got emotional.
Now, you both know perfectly well there are things more important than a silly car. Like family. You two are sisters. And if something nice happens to one, the other should be happy.
She's right. You can have a car.
No, Harriet, it's yours. After all, the radio station did call you, not me.
Yeah, but you gave the right answer, so stop arguing and take the stupid car.
Wait a minute. I don't want to take the stupid car. I mean, after all, I can be just as unselfish as you, you know.
In a pig's eye.
What are you calling a pig?
You know, I have a good man.
You two are fighting like dogs over a bone. Just sell the car. And split the money 50-50.
Now, that's a good idea.
The best. Let's go celebrate.
Hey, let's go shopping. Gifts for everybody. I'll give a purse.
Girl, I like your style.
I'm glad that's over. And when Dad gets home, he'll be happy, too.
Yeah, he's out with Steve. I know he's happy right now.
We're doing much better. Your last scream was much shorter. Now look down again, only a little longer this time. Very good, Carl. You're making real progress.
Yeah.
Carl.
Get us down, Steve. Get us down!
Relax, Carl. When the air inside the balloon cools sufficiently, we'll begin to descend. Now, we don't know where or when, but those are the imponderables that make life interesting.
So we have nothing to worry about?
Correct, Ernie.
What's that noise?
Oh, Nee! A 727's coming right in.
Oh, no! Oh, no! How close is it gonna come?
It's hard to say. Oh, look, they're serving chicken Kiev.
Oh, are you okay?
I think so. I just stared the Grim Reaper right in the face. And let me tell you, he's one ugly dude. Carl, do you realize you just saved my life?
Yeah, I guess I did.
But you forgot about your fear of heights. You did what had to be done without even thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I did, didn't I? Hey, I'm cured. Almost.
I think your job worries are over, big guy. Whether you're on the ground or up in the air, you'll always be the world's greatest cop.
Gee, thanks, Steve.
You know, Carl, this could be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Don't push it, Steve.
You should have seen the big guy. He was amazing. Not only did he conquer his fear of heights, but he also saved my life.
Well, Steve was the one that was really amazing. He piloted that baby like he was born in a balloon.
Oh, once I understood the physics of it, Carl, it was nothing. Living with my father, you learn a lot about expanding gases.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, I'd better go.
Oh, well, if you have to.
My parents get cranky if I don't have dinner ready on time.
Oh,